my greatest fear.
Headrest, It's My Boy, and Beach Life and Death, the first two tracks on their album Twin Fantasy. Before that, The Unicorns with Sea Ghost. This is DJ Lou signing off. Take it easy out there.
Hey, hey, this is Alexander Golan. You're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. You just heard some awesome tunes from DJ Lou. All of you out there, give him a round of applause. I'm giving you a second for that. I'm just going to assume you did. So we've got a very strange mix of things tonight. It depends on what kind of taste you have, but some of you may really not like it. I'm going to start with something much softer that I just haven't had a chance to play yet since I've been training and stuff. And then it's just going to be pretty much like all the new metal that came out this week. I'm starting off soft because if my mom's listening, she likes mellow stuff, not screaming metal. So we're going to start off with the new Bon Iver.
I remember something. Heard the heron hurried away. First I preached that last Sunday. Low moon down the yellow road. I remember something. Then leaving wasn't easy, and all that heaving in my vines. And I'm certain that it's evening, and it's now is not the time. Ooh. Toiling with your blood. I remember something. And being rushing, kissing on a night second to last. Finding both your hands as second sun came past the glass. And oh, I know it felt right. I had you in my grasp. Oh, then how we gonna cry? 'Cause it once might not mean something. Love a second glance, it is not something that we need. Honey, understand that I have been left here in the reeds. But all I'm trying to do is get my feet up from the creeks. And I see turn around, you're my 18. Turn around, now you're my 18. Goddamn, turn around, now you're my 18.
Bye.
So, those were a couple tracks off the new Bon Iver album. It's called 22 a Million. That was that came out, what was it, Hunter? Like,
let me check my watch.
About
a minute ago.
it was like a month ago, I feel like. When did we make Freeformia? Because that's when we listened to it. And that was like a little bit late.
Okay, that's been...
That's been a minute.
That's been like a minute.
Not a literal minute.
No.
However.
No, I mean, as the kids would say today, a minute.
A minute.
But it's got to be like 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, the only issue that I have with the album is that it's 8 tracks long. Like... had it been, like, I don't know, as long as the self-titled album, I would have had something to comb through for the past 3 or 4 weeks, but I feel like I kind of hit the end of my rope.
Really?
First week and a half, yeah.
I gotta say, I feel like I haven't given it as many listen-throughs as I, like, want. I haven't been in the zone lately where I've, like, wanted to throw on that, like, really mellow, kind of pensive stuff. It's not cold enough.
Yeah,
I'm too pissed at school.
I'm still feeling, like, pretty... just the leftover radiation from the summer, you know, that like, I haven't quite given up yet.
Yep.
So
no, I'm with you, especially because it's like gonna be 80 degrees tomorrow. So
yeah,
like, why give up now? You may as well just, you know, keep enjoying it while we have it.
Yeah. Speaking of weather, are you going to senior Oktoberfest?
Yeah. Is it supposed to rain?
I heard that. I just kind of like, I don't know. I'm stuck in this weird position where, like, I don't know if I can suffer another senior.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what, like, I was actually hoping to talk to you about it, and, you know, we may as well just have our chat on air.
Yeah.
Because Hunter and I were left.
Wait, can we toss on some, like, background?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You have a...
That's right. You always are about
I'm
that,
really
and I've never
about
been
that.
As much about
that.
You know,
that. Honestly, I've got a lot of suggestions if that's something that you're into, but hey, man,
if you want to throw out some suggestions, like, let's do it. I was just going to put on, like, one of our weird things we found on YouTube.
Ooh. Because
I feel like that would be weirdly appropriate.
Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, I feel like that sets the tone pretty well.
But yeah, why don't you start, you know, give the people a glimpse into what it is to go to the bootleg senior pub night.
The bootleg senior pub night.
Bootleg pub night.
Well, the bootleg senior pub night, it's very, you know, glitzy. You get to hang out on a sidewalk with all of the people that you've been trying to avoid for the past, I don't know, 3 or 4 years.
All the people I didn't want to see, man.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
And then you get inside and, like, it's basically just an exercise. But it's an exercise in I don't know, just like trying to weave your way around people that, I don't know. It's the whole environment and vibe is like, I don't know how other people feel about it.
But I think, just, here's the thing, like, this is why I'm glad we found each other's opinions in this, because I think everybody else is just over the moon.
I feel like people are trying to make up for what they didn't do in their college experience. And I think that this really appeals to people who, like, based...
feel like there's something they need to make up for.
I feel like this may be... I don't know. The people especially that kind of base their college experience off of just, like, hanging out and going to parties and taking Facebook photos of them at the parties and then uploading them. And then just, like, sitting there at home at 2 a.m. bored, like... kind of half drunk, watching the likes roll in and, like, using that validation to get to sleep. I could see where that kind of event could appeal to that particular kind of person, but I don't know. I think there's also a large body of people who have kind of had their nose buried in work and, like, probably want to try and experience what nightlife is. And I think that events like this, it's like you're not going to have to wait in line to have somebody at the door of a fraternity turn you away. So
yeah, that's true.
It's kind of more of a sure thing. But and that's kind of, I think, what I don't like about it. You know, I mean, we've discussed this before. We've kind of talked about just why, you know, there's not that kind of appeal. And I think it's almost the opposite. I just don't, it kind of really gets to me. Going to these events and stuff like that, because these venues and you kind of stay in there for a minute and you walk in the door and I think your first impression was like, wow, this place is nice. Like,
oh really? My impression was, Jesus, I'm gonna like not be able to get a beer for less than $10.
Yeah, no, true. I think that's the second thought that happened in my head, and then that kind of starts the cascade down where you're just like, oh, this is about as good as it gets for, like, adult entertainment venues in the United States. Or at least in Boston. I don't know. I mean, that's not to say that, like, clubs aren't fun to some degree. I'm not trying to hate on clubs in general. It's just, like, I don't know. I think that they bill it up as being, like, this, you know... I think it's more of just the fact that you can't go to it for the first 3 years. And it kind of bills it up as this, like, crazy big event where, like, the seniors take over this, like, awesome venue and... and then you get there and you're just kind of like, oh, well, it's a, you know, it's just a night at the bar. I don't get it. Like,
I'll be real. I'll take a night at like a dive bar in Chinatown with you on your birthday, followed by an entire pizza.
Yeah.
Like that's what
any,
I want.
But I mean, any night that ends with an entire pizza, just.
It only gets better when you throw up in the parking lot.
Yeah. True.
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 True. But yeah, I don't know. I figured I'd get the ticket for Oktoberfest, mostly because, like, it's right here. Like, worst case, you know.
I feel like I could easily just buy a ticket tomorrow. It's definitely not sold out.
No, definitely not.
I mean, but the other thing is that I'm just like, why would I pay $10 to have somebody tell me that I can only buy 4 drinks? Like,
well, see, I'm not gonna, are they gonna, they're totally gonna have, like, metal detectors and stuff, aren't they?
It's Tufts, man. Come on.
Everybody graduate.
No, I mean, it's not like the metal detectors stop, though, which is unfortunate. It's just kind of a reality of the world that we live in. People are crazy. It's bad.
But, well, my plan was basically go in with a flask and just, like, chill somewhere to the side.
I don't know.
But then, like, why even go?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the only thing that just is really starting to discourage me from going to these things is just the fact that I know I'm going to see the same people over and over and over again. I honestly see how there's a very diminishing set of returns for, like, just enjoyment of these things. I mean, I don't know. I'm a hater in general.
Hunter and I are going through a misanthropic stage together.
Yeah, there was some sort of... there was something I was thinking about earlier before I left the house that related to the whole kind of nihilism thing.
I think nihilism is empowering.
Oh, man, I'm trying to remember so bad what it is. I mean, we can move on, but it's...
I want to know.
Yeah, it had something to do with... I think it's, you know what, honestly, it is. I'm getting so distracted by how awesome these beats are.
Dude, and you know what the crazy thing is? It's the same ones we watch every time.
Yeah.
But it doesn't get old.
I think the video component really does add to the longevity.
Hugely.
Of these. Yeah.
Definitely. This is the only part of DJing that makes me wish that this was like mixed media.
Yeah, I feel that.
We should do that. We should make like a thing where it's like, yeah, go on a WMFO and like hit this and you can listen and this will visualize stuff.
Interesting.
That'd be weird.
I think we should do a VR tour of the station.
Oh, I'm into it.
I don't know how to. Those cameras have got to be expensive. I don't know how much supplementary funding we can apply for at this point.
I feel like maybe if you just take enough panoramas.
Just kind of like Google, like the
we'll just get
drop the guy on the street kind of street view.
We'll get Edward to send us in all of his panoramas and just compile them.
Is this I'm actually curious. Are these tickets that we have? Or is it just a really nice poster?
I think that might be a really nice poster. I think I might have heard him on air earlier.
Shizzy June.
It's Shizzy June. He was talking about some cool stuff, if I'm thinking of the right person.
Well, he does look pretty cool.
Yeah, he does look cool.
A lot of cool-looking people.
Yeah, there are. There are definitely... There's no shortage of interesting-looking people.
So, if I could just give, a quick shout-out to... The latest thing that is just gonna massacre my free time.
Yay.
I don't know how into video games the listeners are out there, but Battlefield 1 came out recently. Hasn't come out. You have like a free trial that you can get for like 10 hours. I am milking every single minute. The premise is it's like...
Wait, Battlefield 1?
Battlefield 1. So the last... to give you some context, the last Battlefield game was Battlefield 4 and was set in like modern times, just like general contemporary warfare. This is set... Like, this next one is called Battlefield 1 and this is set in World War 1. And the amount of attention paid to like the cinematics and like the... I don't know. It really... is something like the first mission, not to like spoil anything for you, essentially like your character, like once you die in that game you're just dead, and then you move to the next soldier and like,
no
it
way.
Just goes above your head with like your name and the years that you lived. It's like so dark.
That's so dark.
Oh god. And like
man, that gives you such a heavier sense of like
play
carelessly.
There are parts of the mission where you have to die to progress, which is horrible.
That's so savagely realistic.
It's basically like you just kill as many enemies until you die, and then the game moves you automatically to the next point on. It's just like survive as long as you can.
Oh my god.
It's so cool. Like, I mean, and the multiplayer combat obviously is insane. Like, you can ride horses, there's all sorts of... I don't know. But, so if you don't hear from me for the next, like, 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to be shacked up in my house, trying to avoid the cold, trying to play some Battlefield 1.
Well, so then I'll definitely hear from you, because I'm probably going to join you.
Well, now that you have your jackets, you can make the trek.
Yay! Please, I'm going to drive everywhere in the winter.
Oh, man. Well, that's right. We're only, like... how far away are our houses, do you think, like, distance-wise?
Distance-wise?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to take a guess. We'll each take a guess, and then we'll Google Map it and see.
All right.
Just to give you guys an idea of how much time Hunter and I spend together.
It's like... I would say it's in the ballpark of a mile, but slightly below. It's not as... I mean, maybe...
I would say it's like... I bet you it's, like, only half a mile.
I think it's between a half mile and 3/4 of a mile.
And we're talking we're not doing like a hypotenuse, right? We're doing like
walking
path.
No, we're doing the walking path. Okay. Oh, yeah, walking path distance.
So what house number are you again?
351. Just to give out my address to everybody.
No, but they don't know what street you live on.
Yeah.
I was very careful about that.
I live on 351 Easy Street.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I go to college here and it's hard.
Okay, dude, it's only 0.6 miles away.
Hey! Wow! I was pretty good.
We were pretty close.
Yeah, what did I say? Between a fifth and 3/4, yeah. Yeah, hey. All right.
There you go.
Just call me Copernicus.
Excuse excuse me, I've been coming down with a little bit of a cough.
Yeah,
I think Hunter is too. It's going around.
It's going around. It's definitely going around.
It's making moves.
Yeah.
It's hurting us. That's okay, though.
Well, we'll live.
Do you remember your statement about nihilism?
Well, you know, since I forgot it last, yeah, it'll come to me. No, okay. It will. I honestly have to meditate on it a little bit. You know, take some vitamins.
Definitely get
drink
that vitamin
glass
C
of water,
in you. Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Honestly, just a life pro tip. Before you have to go take a test, just drink a good amount of water. You're going to sweat like crazy, and if you get dehydrated in the middle of an exam, it's so much more difficult to think. Your brain just jams up. Staying hydrated is important, but like drinking like a big glass of water before an exam is like incredibly, incredibly helpful, I found. And especially if it's like those two-hour, three-hour exams. Like high school kids, if you're out there, oh man. Remember when you had to like handwrite your AP essays and stuff like that?
Oh my God.
How unnecessary was that? That was cruel.
That was gratuitous.
I mean, come on. What?
Well, I mean, to be fair, I don't know what like normal liberal arts students do for like essay questions in college. I don't think I've had any. I've only gotten like a blue book for math. So,
yeah.
What do you have to do for like
for essays?
Yeah.
For essays on exams or for essays in general? Like for the essay that just kept me up for the past wait.
Oh, yeah.
Alex, what time is it?
It's 11:30 p.m.
I am rolling around 48 hours being awake.
No way. You literally didn't sleep?
I did not. Okay, I woke up at 9 o'clock. Okay, I'm really not sure on the math on this. You're going to have to like really help me out here.
Okay.
I woke up yesterday early at like 9 o'clock to get working on the paper.
Okay, 9 a.m.
9 a.m. yesterday.
Yesterday.
Stayed up all night. I've been on like a steady diet of the blue flavored Red Bull that I had left over from sophomore year and coffee. A lot of, oh man, just a really bad amount of coffee. I feel like it's really starting to just shake
like
up.
Messing with do you feel it's, like you're shaky and sweaty?
No, I mean, well, I went through that phase and I think I'm just in like the general like overtired delirium. Like I'm starting, like, I wouldn't be surprised if I just started hallucinating soon.
Really?
That's
always fun. I used to like to do that at cast sleepovers in high school. And then at, because we'd only have cast sleepovers during, like, tech weekend, because that's smart.
Yeah, right.
So
of
we'd
course.
Stay up
yeah.
all night and then just be absolutely delirious.
Yeah, useless all
and then
day.
With the, like, they'd be doing tech, so they're, like, putting these hot lights down on you for hours at a time, telling you to stand still and repeat lines. And you start not really being able to tell what's real anymore.
Yeah, no, not fun. But
I can't believe you didn't sleep at all.
I tried to sleep, and that was the problem, was that I kept trying to, like, okay, I would commit to staying awake, drink a sip of Red Bull, get tired, try to go to sleep, fail at falling asleep because of the Red Bull, decide, get frustrated, wake up, start working, take another sip of Red Bull, get tired, process repeats until about 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning. At some point I look up and the sun is up and I just like, I've written the entire thing. I wrote the entire thing, like at least the first pass through, and then responded to like the response for the class and did half my economics homework. I don't know how it happened. I honestly, that period was the hardest part to get through. It was just like a wall of tired. And like, and then after that morning, I just had a lot of work to do in the essay. And I think it was just pure necessity that drove me to like, honestly, I was like overtired. I'm still like shaking my legs and like twitchy, you know what I mean? And, so yeah, I don't know. And then the next, so throughout the morning, I blew through the essay. I skipped the review session for my midterm on Thursday and then went. I finished it around like, no, I finished it around like noon and then did like edits till about 1:30. Yeah, and then I went to class, printed it out at work, and then went and just handed it in. And then since then, but the problem was I didn't finish my economics homework, so I had to do my economics homework in that class, leave that class for 10 minutes to go hand it in and break her before the deadline, come back to that class, leave, and then deal with just like a scheduling issue here that took like a little bit of time. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that Battlefield 1 was on demo, and I could not go to sleep because I wanted to play it so bad. And so this is where I'm at, and I'm really just not, I'm really...
Oh, with the test on Thursday, you found a bad time to discover Battlefield.
It's, well, at least they limited me to 10 hours, and it hasn't come out yet, and it's also expensive because, like, I can easily justify buying this game to myself if I think about it hard enough.
But, but it takes a little bit. It's like the price is a little bit of a stop.
It's a little bit of a stop, but also, like, the game is not officially, I think it doesn't come out for 2 days.
Okay, so that's perfect, because then you'll be done with your test.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean, I'm going to just probably sacrifice my weekend in terms of doing things.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, wait, no, but there are fun things going on this weekend at Tufts.
It's
going
to be great.
There is the Apple Jam show this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be super fun. We've got two dope bands, kind of psych rocky stuff.
Ooh.
And then we've got our very own Jacob Katsiafikas doing. He's doing some drumming in his metal band. So.
I'm about 65% sure that I saw Jacob walking across the street in front of Pizza Days when I was walking up to my house, and somebody waved to me, and I'm pretty sure it was Jacob, and I waved back.
But you don't know because you can't tell what's real and what's fake.
I don't really know. I knew somebody waved.
Are you even in the station?
I don't know anymore, man, but I know that my show, I have to be here for another hour and a half.
Yeah.
So that's right, folks. It doesn't stop. It never stops.
And he'll
it
only
never
get
ends.
More delirious as the night goes
it's
on.
It's just going to get a lot worse. So
we're better.
Yeah, you stay tuned. You're really in for a treat.
Well, but very true. We do have Apple Jam on Friday, so come check that out. We're going to be starting the show at 9. WMFO spotting the gear again, because we love to support collaboration in the music community here at Tufts.
Yes,
we've got a special guest actually who's going to be running the soundboard at least some of the night.
Ooh.
It's my very own father, Mark Golan.
Yes,
yeah, Papa,
yes!
Papa, and Mama Golan are coming through, and it's going to be a party.
Well, I'm excited because I am sure you're aware that Mama Golan is going to be one of the inaugurary members of our plaque.
Oh, that's right,
yes.
Mama Golan, you have a plaque notice or a plaque. Are we just going to engrave new people on as the years go
on?
Yeah,
we're going to buy like a nice one and then just like have it with 50 plates or whatever. And then if we need to get another one, then we just get another
one.
But
plate.
Like, yeah, I mean, hopefully we have to get another one. That would be amazing.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Mom and Dad, for your generous donation to the station.
Yes.
I know you guys love it like me and Nick do.
It looks something like else is broken.
Oh no!
Station.
See,
we're weird. That never happens.
But at least, here's something else I want to plug on air. At least we are in better shape than what happened to Reed's station.
Yes,
something really tragic happened out at Reed, which is in Oregon, right? I think Reed's in like Portland, Oregon. It's in Portland-ish.
Yeah,
Oregon.
Okay.
So yeah, they're
Portland-ish.
Portland-ish. But yeah, so they've got a K name, a K in their call letters, which is pretty weird because they're...
Isn't that just the distinction between West Coast and East Coast?
It's west of the Mississippi and east
right.
of the
yeah,
Mississippi.
Yeah,
it's really...
Yeah.
I just find it strange, man. Like, why K? Why W? Do you know?
I would think that... I mean... No, there's got to be some sort of convoluted reason, but K is a strange letter just because there's not a lot of words that immediately come to mind that you don't think of that you realize quickly after that all just like start with C.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very true.
But I mean, I don't know. Hey, man, the FCC, they do some interesting stuff.
The fellas at the FCC, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so unfortunately out at Reed, the station is KRRC, so you can go to KRRCFM.com, check out what they're about. They've got a very similar kind of DIY ethos as us here at WMFO,
yes,
and we're very saddened to hear that pretty much everything in their station was stolen from them.
Yes.
And
very tragic.
I just talked to Lewis, who transferred from Reed, and that's how...
And who was on the show prior to
DJ Lou, who was on before me. He had transferred from Reed, and he's the one that alerted us of this, but they're trying to raise $7,000 or so on Kickstarter. I think they're doing fairly well, but if you... If you've already given to us and you're a fan of college radio, if you could dig a little bit deeper into your heart
just
and help them out as well.
Get real deep in that heart.
Real deep. Because they could definitely use some help, and we're going to try to round up some money out of our own pockets and send a WMFO care package their way.
Yeah.
Because you hate to see that. Lewis said that Reed has kind of been this lawless place, and this was like a safe haven of people just kind of all being on the same page for the greater good of music and radio.
If I'm not mistaken, Lewis was, before he transferred here, a student at Reed.
Yes, he was. He was.
Was he involved with KROC?
I think he was to an extent, but I don't know what extent that was. I want to say he was probably a DJ.
Well, I have to say that if the rumors are true, then we owe KROC a great debt for lending us the talents.
Yeah, seriously. Thank you for
Mr. Lewis Brown
giving us Lewis Brown. He's the man.
We owe you one, and we're gonna get you back.
Yeah, we definitely will. Just give us a little bit of time to organize ourselves, because we're a motley crew over here.
We a bunch of misfits.
Misfits and no good Knicks. So you're probably sick of hearing our voices for now. So I'm just gonna throw something on. I was fortunate enough to get to go up to Portland, Maine, different Portland, with a couple of good friends of mine. Actually, Jacob was one of them. You might be familiar with DJ Periwinkle Sprinkle, a frequent guest star on my show, my co-host for the summer, Tuft's very own metalhead extraordinaire.
Oh yes, the king of shows.
The king of shows. We went up to Maine to go see Brand New, and we were excited to see Modern Baseball and Front Bottoms as well, but we got on the wrong highway, and it took us 3 hours to get there. So we made it for Brand New.
That's good.
Which was dope. Otherwise, a little bit of a mess up.
Okay. Well, before we cut, how do you feel about Front Bottoms? Because
I like listening to them to an extent, but like I've ever listened through an album.
Okay, because I saw them live, and I can guarantee you that you didn't miss out on a life changing experience.
Yeah,
good,
that's kind of what I heard. I heard the Modern Baseball set there was and then people kind of got bored in Front Bottoms, and I mean, also I feel like people love to make fun of Front Bottoms' vocal style and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, they're just a bunch of sad boys with like kind of like,
oh my god,
a
no,
name
but
that's
like,
almost excusably bad, but like almost being the operative word.
Well, it was definitely very sad boy. The
whole vibe of that night is
Brand new was epitome of it.
Oh,
they're the OG emos.
OG.
And they played through all of Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me, which is like Jesus Christ and Limousine.
Jesus.
So people were losing it. And the other crazy thing is Jason looks at me in the middle of the show and he goes, "Look around." And I was like, "Yeah, it's a pretty expected crowd." And he goes, "There's not a single black person here." And I was like,
I can't imagine that. Wow.
Wow. But like, no, I was like, okay, wow, yeah. I mean, I guess that's somewhat expected in like Portland, Maine.
At a brand new concert.
But like, it was pretty shocking. No, I'm not gonna lie. It was pretty shocking. Like, it was the most homogenous crowd I think I've ever seen at a show. It was pretty wild. There were definitely people crying.
You have some old folks, you got some young folks.
Oh yeah, it was honestly mostly all our age. It was like our age and plus or minus, like minus 5 plus 10.
Huh. Okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty nice. That's a pretty decent crowd.
Yeah, it was a fun time. But that's what I was thinking I'd put on next. I'm just going to play they played Sick Transit Gloria, which is one of my favorites from Deja Etendu. And then I'm going to play Sowing Season from The Devil and God, because I like that one a lot.
I'm
going to
like
Jesus Christ.
Sit in this chair and rage out while you do that.
Yeah. Or like, you know, cry, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, man.
I just like furious,
same time.
Furious
rage
tears.
Rage cry.
Furious tears.
Here you go. Sick Transit Gloria.
Stomach
Sorry for the yelling, Mom.
Yeah. in my field. Do you feel condemned just for being there? I'm not your friend.
So there was some, there was a little bit of brand new for you. I think Hunter's got something he wants to throw on. What are you feeling, Hunter?
Hey, am I on the air?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, well, now that you put me on the spot, I gotta drag out the, there's actually, I added a few new tracks to the lab.
Ooh, the lab.
If you're interested in
it. You know I'm interested in the lab. The lab is this beautiful Frankenstein's monster of Hunter's deepest, darkest creation.
Yeah, it's a really, it's very much a Frankenstein's kind of mix.
It's lovely. Like, I love it.
Really, really kind of weird electronic music, I guess. And not like weird and like, well, you know, we might as well just give it a listen. Blue featuring Mira Malloy, Sober Rob.
Blue featuring Mira Malloy. Okay, yeah. I got
Myra Malloy.
Okay, I'm gonna have to find your playlist, I think, because it didn't show up. But naturally, it's only like the fifth one down, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. There it is. Get ready for a little bit of a Hunter action.
Sober Rob.
truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO. Tub thumping for you. It's been a minute since I heard that song. It takes me back to my first Walkman.
Oh yeah.
That was possibly before I even had a CD player, to tell the truth. That, like, my dad might have given me his old Walkman before, like, I was bought my own, like, you know, CD player.
See, I got my start with the MP3s.
You got your start with the MP3s?
Yeah. No, my first device was device. I mean, there was a CD player in the house. I guess, I don't know. I feel like it wasn't until, like, middle school that I really took an interest in, like, listening to music. I as just like, you know, exploring music on my own, I kind of just like listened to whatever was in the house.
Yeah, I mean, mostly like my Walkman was filled with what my dad gave me. So it was like this and Blue Dabba D by Eiffel 65 and like Rio by Devo. And like, it was like a really weird mix because my dad's like all over the place in music taste. Yeah. But then I grew up in the car with my mom. And she rocked out and continues to rock out and is going to rock out on Friday.
You know what? I just, you know what you gave me the inspiration? Since we've reached the threshold.
Threshold.
Yes. And it has now come the time for nothing to see here. I was going to...
We do have to fit in a PSA.
Yeah, no, I was going to...
In the next 30 seconds. So.
Yes, run. Fast.
Go. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside, walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors. Breathe the fresh air.